With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, if you didn't like this past weekend, you don't like NFL playoff football. It does not get any better than that. Absolutely phenomenal four games. Listen, it's not even debatable, right? That was the best weekend in the history of the National Football League. As bad as the games were last week, these games that we saw on Saturday and Sunday, absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. You know, you look at what the Niners did with grit, with defense, with determination. I mean, that team just has it. You know, they just have it. And that win against Green Bay, when the Packers took the opening kickoff, and I hate deferring in that situation, and I said that on Friday. I would never defer in that situation. Green Bay gets the opening kickoff. They go right down the field, and you're like, uh-oh. But the Niners kept hanging around. They kept hanging around. They kept hanging around. You know, they get the block field goal. They get the block punt. And that's just a gritty, gritty, gritty football team. That's all you can say about that. And now they're going to take on the Rams. We know that from the Rams' perspective, the 49ers are their nemesis. You know, the real key right now for San Francisco are their injuries. And we'll have to wait for the injury report to come out on Wednesday. But that would be, to me, the biggest concern right now, the health of the 49ers. They had a lot of injuries in that football game. All right, a lot of people talking about last night and the decision by the Buffalo Bills with 13 seconds left, not the squib kick. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. First of all, on a squib kick, you can still fair catch the football. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the ball could go out of bounds. You'd get the ball at the 40-yard line. Number three, you know, I mean, you could, you know, pick up the ball and run for 20 yards in 6 seconds and have the ball near midfield. I mean, there are a lot of scenarios. I guess here's the point I'm trying to make. If you cannot win a football game, when a football team, your opposition, has the ball at the 25-yard line, okay, at the 25-yard line with 13 seconds left, and you allow them in 10 seconds, you allow them to complete two passes down to your 30. I don't want to hear about the kickoff. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, gee, you know what? The Bills should have just held on the first two plays. They would have been five-yard penalties. You know what? You're right. They should have. There are a lot of things they could have done. But the first thing they could have done is, you know, play defense, especially on the second play to Travis Kelce. You cannot give him a free release off the line of scrimmage. I mean, what the hell kind of defense is that by Leslie Frazier? I mean, seriously, you know, I don't have a problem with the kickoff. Again, I'll take my chances with 13 seconds left at the 25-yard line. I mean, come on. 13 seconds left at the 25-yard line. You can't win a football game when your opposition is first and 10 at their own 25. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, the Bills have no one to blame but themselves. And yes, it was a great performance by Josh Allen. And it was as good as any football game that I've seen. And I know that's saying something. I'm sure you're probably saying the same thing. But that was just a NFL classic. Josh Allen, great. Patrick Mahomes, great. Coaching, not so great. Yeah, I'm sorry, but you cannot That is just bad coaching. There's just no other way to say it. You know, and if you're a coach, you know, you have to realize that, okay, hey, you know what? I tell my defensive players, grab every receiver on the field, get a five-yard penalty. By then there will be, what, 8 seconds left. Do the same thing on the next play. Then you're down to one play left, and it's got to be a Hail Mary. Or if you don't want to do that, you got to give a chuck at the line of scrimmage, especially on Travis Kelce. It may not be so easy on Tyreek Hill, but on Kelce, it's, come on. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's a bad job. Not as bad as we saw from Todd Bowles in Tampa with the blitz on Stafford, and it was pitch and catch to Cooper Kupp. That makes no sense. And I'm glad that Tony Dungy on NBC Sunday night ripped the play call of Todd Bowles and the blitz. I mean, what are you thinking about? You want the game to go to overtime. Why take a chance and blitz? You don't need the blitz there. That's stupidity. It may make no sense. You know, it's like we saw last year when the Jets and they blitzed. Greg Williams blitzed on the Raiders, right? And it was a wide-open touchdown. Stupidity. I don't understand this sometimes. Coaches get too damn cutesy. Use your freaking brain. Let's go to basic common sense. 13 seconds left. The Chiefs have the ball on their own 25-yard line. Right? Two plays, they're at your own 30. Think about that. Two plays, they're at your own 30. And that's the number one defense in the National Football League? Please. So I don't want to hear about the kickoff. There are a lot of things that could happen on a squib kick. All right? A lot of things. You know, the ball could also, by the way, go all the way into the end zone, and it would be a touchback anyway. Or if you do a pooch kick, you can fair catch it. I mean, there are a lot of variables there. Or you could just fall on the ball. That would take 1 second. When they lined up for the game-tying field goal, there were 3 seconds left. So I think people are making too big of a deal on the squib kick. I really do. You're assuming that the Chiefs are going to pick up the ball and run with it, which would take several seconds. You don't know that. What I do know is my defense, any defense of the 32 teams in the NFL, should be able to prevent a team with 13 seconds left from going from the 25-yard line all the way to the 30-yard line on the other side of the field. That's what I do know. And that did not happen. Absolutely ridiculous. And then you got the Rams, who did everything in their power to lose that football game, and they were bailed out, in my opinion, by a terrible, terrible decision, as I said, by Todd Bowles. You know what? Maybe the Rams win the game in overtime anyway. Although I would not have liked their chances because Tampa had all the momentum, did they not? They had all the momentum. Now we wonder what's going to happen with Brady. What's going to happen with Rodgers? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you can't have it any better than he had it. Number one seed, Niners played on Sunday night, make the trip to your place on Saturday, wind chill at zero. I mean, you got everything. You got Trent Williams banged up in the fourth quarter. I mean, you couldn't have it any better. Aaron Rodgers did not play well after the first drive. You know, the Packers really didn't play that well. San Francisco, man, they remind me a lot of the Giants in the year that the Giants, I could go with their last two Super Bowls, but their first Super Bowl, wild card win at Tampa. The Cowboys were the number one seed. They went to Dallas and won that game. I was there with my two boys, if you're keeping score at home. Got tickets on StubHub, sitting in the end zone. Giants win that game. And then the following week, the Giants went into Green Bay. The wind chill was 20 below. And it was Brett Favre's last game as a Packer. The Giants win in overtime. Lawrence Tynes, the game-winning kick, who, again, talked to Robbie Gould during the week. Gave him a little advice for kicking in that atmosphere, on that field, in that situation. The Niners remind me a lot of the Giants. They really do. Excellent defense, excellent pass rush, solid run game. No question about that. Now, Eli was better than Garoppolo at that point in his career. Eli was brilliant in the playoffs. No interceptions, no turnovers. I mean, he was unbelievable. But Garoppolo, I got to give that guy all the credit in the world. All he does is win. You know, and 49er fans still want to get on his case. All he does is win. You know, I know a lot of fans were moping and whining and complaining about the interception that he had at the goal line. You know what turned that drive around? Trent Williams with the hold. Niners were going in for a touchdown. They would have had the ball to two. Trent Williams with the hold. They get backed up. And then Garoppolo throws the pick. And I'm not saying that the pass was good. I'm not saying that, you know, you can't nitpick a little bit. But the reality is that play never happens if it's not for the holding call on Trent Williams. I mean, that's just the way it is. Trent Williams with a hold. Niners were going in for the touchdown there. And then Garoppolo turns the ball over. But even with that said, you know, the 49ers figure out a way to win the game. If you're a Titans fan, you know, to me, it's very simple. Ryan Tannehill is not the guy that's going to take you to the Super Bowl. That's it. Not the guy. Give Cincinnati all the credit in the world. And how about Joe Burrow? You know, we talk about Mahomes. We talk about Allen. You got Burrow in his second year. Think about the future of the NFL with these young quarterbacks. I mean, really impressive. If you lose Brady and Rodgers this year, and you lost Breeze last year, no problem. You got Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow, and you got Herbert with the Chargers all ready to come up and take their place. Allen and Mahomes have already done that. Really impressive what's going on in the NFL. And then the Rams. Listen, the Rams won the game. That's all that matters. You know, it may not have been pretty. You know, they may have collapsed. Doesn't matter. All you got to do is win in advance. That's what they did. Win in advance. Now, the Rams, first of all, the Rams fans going to go to the game? You know, I saw the Rams website that they're not going to sell tickets to anyone that doesn't have a Los Angeles zip code. I mean, what a freaking disgrace that you even have to worry about that. I mean, really, seriously now. Because when they played a couple of weeks ago, it was all 49er fans at SoFi. I can't imagine it being that way this game. I mean, I think there will be a lot of Niner fans, don't get me wrong, but I can't imagine it being the way it was 2 weeks ago. But if you're the Rams, the last team you wanted to see in the NFC Championship game was San Francisco. Now, you might say, well, come on, Grant. They'd rather play San Francisco at home than go to Green Bay on the road. Eh, you know what? I'm not really even so sure about that. I'm really not. Well, I guess we're going to find out on Sunday. I'll tell you this, though, if the Niners injury report is not bad, I think they're going to win the game. I really do. Now, if they don't have Trent Williams, that's a big loss. That's a big loss. So, you know, we'll see. You know, they beat him a couple weeks ago without Williams. We'll see if they can do it again. But you got Kansas City at home against a Cincinnati team that's got nothing to lose here. Nobody expected them to be in this position. And now you go from Allen to Burrow. You got a moxie Cincinnati team. But the way Kansas City scored and the way Mahomes played and everything else, I mean, I'll be shocked. And I know they just played a couple of weeks ago, but this is a whole different animal this time around. I would love to see a San Francisco Kansas City rematch in a Super Bowl. I really would. I know Alfred, who's on, would not like that. He's a diehard Rams fan, but I don't have a rooting interest in these four teams. I would love to see San Francisco and Kansas City again. I think that would be a phenomenal Super Bowl. I can't imagine Cincinnati beating Kansas City. And no disrespect, I should say. Apologize for the call there. I hope that it's a good game. I hope it's a good game. I really do. All right. Hey, if you want to get in on the program, raise your hand, hit your hand icon, and we'll do it. All right. I want to hear from you. I gave you my thoughts on all the games. Now it's your turn. Hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and I'll get you right on. All right. The game's this weekend. Kansas City at home, Cincinnati, and the Rams and the 49ers. Is there anyone listening right now that thinks that Cincinnati is going to beat Kansas City? That would really surprise me. I don't know if it would shock me, because I think Burrow is that special and Chase is special and Mixon, and that defense is pretty good. But I got to tell you, that would, I guess it wouldn't shock me, but I'd be very, very surprised. I would be very surprised indeed. And I think the Niners and the Rams, with 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, I think that game will be up for grabs. I really do. I can't see the Niners, with how well they played, not being in the game with 5 minutes left. Again, the only thing that concerns me would be their injury report. You know, we saw Samuel going off late in the game. He did say he was fine in the interview. You got Williams. You got a couple of other players. That would be a concern. Make no mistake about it. That would be a concern. All right, so hit your hand icon. Raise your hand. I'll put you up on stage. And we'll talk about arguably. I don't even think I have to say arguably. That's the greatest weekend in the history of the National Football League in terms of four great games. We've never had that before. We've never had that before. Marty, you're on with Grant Napier on Listen App. Go ahead, Marty.
Real quick, I know you touched on it earlier, but this morning I saw the news too about Ticketmaster limiting tickets to people outside the greater LA area. I just yes. wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
It's garbage. It's ridiculous. Now, there is an easy way to get around that. I mean, you can buy a card at a supermarket. You can put a LA zip code in. You can do all kinds of things. I mean, there are ways to get around that. But it just shows you how bad the fan base is in Los Angeles and what a travesty it is. It's a joke. It really is. Like, the fact that you have to worry about Rams fans not going to a championship game tells you all you need to know about the Los Angeles market as a football market. There's only one team that should have been playing in LA, and it should have been the Raiders. But the Raiders didn't want Mark Davis in L.A. They didn't want him anywhere near that market. So he went to Vegas, and you have the Rams and the Chargers. But you know and I know, if the Raiders had been in L.A. instead of those two teams, you wouldn't have this problem. You would not. And I'm not a Raiders fan. I'm just telling you the facts and the truth here.
Now, it was only limited to Ticketmaster app. If you go to SeatGeek or StubHub or anything like that.
Right. It's there open to the public. Right.
Is that a LA Rams franchise thing, or is that exclusive because Ticketmaster decides to do that?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if Ticketmaster's contract with the Rams specifies all of those things. I don't know the answer to that. It's a very good question. But again, I don't believe this will impact 49er fans that want to get tickets. I did see, though, Marty, the price of the tickets. Do you see what the tickets are going for?
Oh, man. I wish I had that money.
Yeah, no kidding. Me too. Thanks, buddy.
Thank
you.
Appreciate
it. Yep, thank you. Again, it's just ridiculous that you even have to. I can't think of any team ever playing in a championship game that's got to worry about their fans not going and the other team having the stadium full of their fans. Seriously, how bad is that? It's embarrassing, is it not? Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie. I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night, so I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something. It's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Absolutely embarrassing. But that is the LA pro football market. It's always been a bad market. Always. Why do you think the Rams left in the first place? Why do you think the Raiders moved back to Oakland? I mean, it's pretty simple. It's a bad football market. Always has been, always will be. Terrible. Awful. I mean, the fact that we're even having this conversation, the Rams playing in the NFC Championship game at home, and you got to worry about the stadium being full of the other team's fans, that's awful. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. All right, again, if you want to get in on the program, raise your hand icon, and we will do it. We'll get you right on. Rams, early favorite. Kansas City, obviously a favorite. Anyone out there betting against the 49ers? With the kind of role that they're on. Again, they remind me so much of the Giants when the Giants beat the top seed Cowboys and then went into Green Bay 20 below zero and beat the Packers in overtime. It's exactly what it reminds me of. They have the exact same style of football, the physicality, and everything else. Let's get to Alfred. Al, how are you today?
I'm alive, Grant. Barely.
Yep.
You know, I actually was texting you a little bit. Thank you for responding, by the way. First off, to your point of don't defer on the kickoff, take the ball in the Green Bay-San Francisco game. So you are spot on with that like you usually are. And, I'm with you as well. I don't know what happened after that drive. They go straight down the field.
Yep.
And after that, it was just nothing.
Nothing at all. I know that a lot of fans and people I've talked to, the coaches script the first 15 plays or so, and they practice it over and over again. And I think maybe that has something to do with it. But I also think coaches make adjustments as the game goes on. And when they see a team exploiting a certain area, they make adjustments. And then, you know, that it's a chess match. That's what happens.
I'm with you on the games. My rant, you know, I'm a Rams fan. I'll be going at the game on Sunday. I'm in Northern California. Yeah, but you know, speaking of that, Nate, this is L.A. Man, L.A. is just L.A. You know, and I don't want to make excuses, but it's pathetic that they got to pull this nonsense with the ticket sales.
Yep.
When you know, but every other team a couple of years ago, all the Cowboys fans showed up in the divisional playoff game.
And yep.
That's Yeah, I don't know what is it L.A. and all the thrills that go with it? Is it the Lakers or the, you know, Lakers got 15 championships. The last Los Angeles Rams championship was in 1951. It's been like 71 years.
Well, so, I don't understand. You know, you can say all you want about everything that goes on in L.A., the weather, the beaches, everything else. We're talking about one day out of 365 days a year to go watch your local team for the right to go to the Super Bowl, and you got to worry about the other team buying up all the tickets. I mean, that's as bad as it gets. Seriously.
It is bad. It's an embarrassment. But, you know, watching it from Northern Cal like I have, and I catch the games when they come up to play San Francisco because I've been in the Sacramento area for a long time, and I grew up in the Bay Area.
Yep.
But, you know, getting to the games, though, I'm totally with you. I mean, 13 seconds left. Come on, Buffalo. I mean, you know, if you do a squib kick, what if it goes out of bounds and then the other team's on your 40-yard line? That's what Tampa Bay did twice.
Yep, absolutely.
They kick, and they squib it along. It's good. If it rolls out of bounds, you're on the other team. The other team's on your 40. One pass at that point, not two. One pass, you're there. So
if you cannot stop a team with 13 seconds left from their own 25-yard line, you don't deserve to win the game. It's really that simple.
Absolutely. And you know, and as far as my team, I mean, oh my God, you know, play. You got to focus. You got four. The center snapping the ball. The center forgets the count on the play, and Stafford's not even. You know, and they did everything they could to lose. And, you know, I appreciate your comment. Well, they still won. My wife tries to tell me that. They stopped complaining. They won. I go, I wish it could have been a little easier. But, you know, I can't. I shouldn't be complaining. They held off. Otherwise, it would have been someone walking around in a jersey. I always see these jerseys with Saints fans wearing these jerseys 28-3 on the score. And I will say, you know, your analogy of the Giants and their incredible run, you know, and almost like a team of destiny, starting with the very last regular season game that year when they went all out and played them, you know, to a standstill. It was and you know, they gave them confidence. Niners are just, they're persevering. That game wasn't so much about winning as about survival. The elements were just atrocious, and whatever it takes, man. They block the punt and recover, and you know, I think it's gonna be. I'm with you. I didn't want to see the Niners again, but here we are. But you know, I just hope they can go on. And if Stafford is just, he seems more dialed in. He's not like he looks confident to me. He looks like he's stepping back. He's making the reads, and the line's blocking well. And if they can just not do the fumble Rooney, you know, I think he looks good though. He didn't blink. You know, he could have played for the overtime or make assertive.
No question.
He took the shot, and you know, hopefully it works out. But yeah, the weekend was just exhausting. After the Ram game, I'm exhausted. Then I started watching that crazy Bills Chiefs. What was it, 28 points in the last 2 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Incredible. Well, listen, it's good talking to you. I'm sure I'll talk to you before the game, but congratulations. Yeah. And you're going to have a great time at the game. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I always appreciate your
comments. It's my pleasure. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. You know, and then a lot of people are talking about the overtime. Listen, I would love for there to be a possession for the Bills last night. I would love that. But, you know, everyone knows the rule before the game starts, so you can't bitch about that. I mean, I'm not crazy about the system, but, you know, again, everyone knows the rules before the game starts. That's just the way it is. All right, let's get to some more phone calls here on Listen Up, and we check in with Forrest. Forrest, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Grant. Well, you know, leave it to the NFL. I think they're the most proactive of all the major sports teams. They'll come up with a change because, yeah, I agree. When there's a game like that, you know, that's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime kind of game. But we kind of saw that game with the Rams and the Chiefs in what was a Thursday night a couple, 3 years ago where they were just going back and forth. Yep. But they'll adapt to that because yesterday's game, it's like, you know, the old saying, whoever has the ball last will win.
Correct.
And then Alfred, you know, I didn't catch all of Alfred's call, but I feel for you, Alfred. But my dad and I were watching it yesterday, and, oh, boy, the Rams game on pins and needles the whole time. And, you know, you just can't forget that's why you build a lead, because momentum is always going to change somewhere in the game, and you could see it coming, and everybody knew what was going to happen.
Yep.
We just didn't know how it was going to happen. I know Cam Akers has got to feel horrible today with those two fumbles. And then with Brian Allen hiking the ball over Stafford's head, you know, that's bound to happen because the noise, you know, they told him the noise bothered him in SoFi. So San Francisco, if they're thinking they're going to get the same Rams team that they have the last six times that they've lost, I don't think so. I think that game yesterday, the big positive that I can pull out of it is that Stafford said wanted to be in that position. He got in that position and he delivered.
Yeah, he did. He definitely delivered. And you know, the team that makes the fewest mistakes on Sunday is going to the Super Bowl. And that's just the bottom line. I got to see that Niners injury report on Wednesday. I think that's going to be very telling. They were really banged up in that game on Saturday in Green Bay.
Oh, were they missing some starters?
Well, they got a couple guys that got hurt in the middle of the game. The biggest is their all-pro left tackle, Trent Williams, who did not look good at all, leaving the locker room on crutches. And we'll find out on Wednesday when they have to come out with the injury report. But I can't imagine him being – well, I'll tell you this. There's no way in the world he's going to be 100%. That much I can tell you. Is he going to be good enough to play? I got to tell you, with Aaron Donald and the way the Rams rush the passer with Von Miller, you know, if Trent Williams is not at least 90%, I don't think you can have him on the field. I really don't.
Yeah, and I don't know what their backup situation. I know the Rams backup, the O-line has been, they've been using backups all year long, and they've stepped up, and there's been no drop-off whatsoever. Noteboom was awesome yesterday with Witt out, but Witt's going to be back. Taylor Rapp's going to be back.
Yep.
Robert Rochelle's going to be back. Ernest Jones, the Rams linebacker, is going to be back. Are you familiar with the talk show host, Rob Parker?
I am not.
I'm not sure which. He's a sports reporter, and he's also a professor in, I forget which college, but he's on with, I forget the guy's name in the afternoon. But he's from Detroit, and he's been a basher of, he's the one who came up with the nickname Stat Padford.
Oh,
about
wow.
Matthew, because of all the stats. He would pad his stats in the fourth quarter when the game's already decided. So I'm just wondering what he's saying now, because he's been saying that Matt Stafford is not an all-pro and Hall of Famer quarterback at all. And I'm just,
well, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I can't put him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he doesn't have a Hall of Fame career. He may before it's all said and done, but right now, based on his career, there's no way he's a Hall of Famer. But is he a Pro Bowler? Yeah, he had a Pro Bowl year. He had a phenomenal year. And, you know, the Rams are very confident with him at quarterback. But I don't think there's – to me, Matthew Stafford's not a Hall of Fame quarterback. I wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame. If his career ended today, he's not a Hall of Fame quarterback. You can't be a Hall of Fame quarterback with only two playoff wins.
What one thing would you keep him out? Just the playoffs, not
– Yeah, I mean, the National Football League is about what you do in January and February. And, yeah, you could say he's been on some bad teams. But you know what? There are a lot of Hall of Fame quarterbacks that were on bad teams that still managed to get into the playoffs a number of times and do well. I mean, I'm sorry. Matthew Stafford, to me, is not a Hall of Fame quarterback. We'll have that debate, though, at the end of the year. It would be interesting to see what people think. Now, if he goes on and wins this game Sunday and ends up being the MVP in the Super Bowl, maybe we'll start thinking of him as a Hall of Fame quarterback. But right now, personally, I wouldn't vote him in as a Hall of Fame quarterback. I don't think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I kind of lean that way too, because, you know, with today's game, the stats are inflated. You know, he was the fastest.
Sure they are.
To 20,000, and you look back at Sonny Jurgensen or some of the, you know, old-time quarterbacks, and they were throwing for 1,700 yards for a season. But to counter that point, though, not him, you know, with the MVP race, everybody wants to hand it to Aaron Rodgers. And yesterday he was just not engaged. He just didn't seem to care. He seemed to be too cool for the room. I mean, for his the game on Saturday with San Francisco. And I don't think he was the MVP at all for the year.
Well, I don't agree with you. You can't base it on the playoff game, because the award is based on what you do during the regular season. Who was better than him during the regular season? All right, maybe Tom Brady, right? Maybe Cooper Kupp had a better year. Maybe Taylor from the Colts. But okay, let's just say, let's just talk quarterback. Who had a better year at the quarterback position than Aaron Rodgers? Maybe Tom Brady. Right. And then if you want to go non-quarterback, you want to go Cooper Kupp. I mean, if you don't think Aaron Rodgers is the MVP, I'm OK with that. But he's in the top three. And that really is not even debatable. Now, he was an MVP on Saturday. He didn't play like an MVP. But the award is based during the regular season for us. And If you're not going to give him the MVP, I'm okay with that. But he's no worse than third this year in the MVP balloting. No worse than third.
Yeah. He's definitely up there because of his stats. But
Not the stats. The Green Bay Packers had the best record in the National Football League. He had the stats, but it's also about wins. They had the best record in the National Football League, and he was the quarterback with great stats. It's not just the stats. It's the fact that his team had the best record in the league.
Yeah, it's not an absolute either. It's not yes or no question. It's how much, though, when it really comes down to it, he did not deliver. And then what's their record for when he's not the quarterback?
Yeah. But
they're 1-0.
But you're basing the award on something that it's not predicated on. It has nothing to do with the postseason. And oh, by the way, in the one game he didn't play this year, they weren't 1-0. They were 0-1. They lost at Kansas City with Jordan Love at quarterback.
That's right. Yeah, I was thinking that they won the game that he didn't play in. Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers is polarizing, and that's going to play into it a little bit, I'm sure. But we'll see. My vote would probably go for Tom Brady, just because he takes more shots downfield. I think Rodgers is too conservative, and he tries not to throw any interceptions. And I don't think in the locker room. I don't know, but you would know more than that. But anyway, I think the Rams are going to be okay. I think they're going to win it in San Francisco. They're going to beat them.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Forrest. You have a great rest of the day.
All right. Love your YouTube stuff. I've been following your rants.
Hey, I really Bye-bye. Means a lot. Thank you for your support. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's a good call from Forrest. Again, Aaron Rodgers is not good on Saturday, no question. But the MVP has nothing to do with Saturday. I mean, it just doesn't. And if you want to give the MVP to Cooper Kupp, I'm fine with that. If you want to give it to Tom Brady, I'm fine with that. You want to give it to Aaron Rodgers, I'm fine with that. But Rodgers is no worse than third this year in the MVP voting. They had the best record in the NFL. He had a tremendous year. I mean, that's all there is to it. And I'm with Forrest. He certainly didn't play like an MVP on Saturday. There's no doubt about that. But the award's not based on Saturday. It's based on the 17 games during the regular season. Now, if you wanted to include the playoffs, right now, who's your MVP?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Is it Patrick Mahomes? I mean, if you're going to go that route, if you're going to say, okay, we're going to include the playoffs, who's your MVP? Is it Mahomes? Is it Kupp? I mean, look at what Kupp did on, yesterday in Tampa. Maybe you give him the MVP, right? So if you did include the playoffs, let's just say you included the playoffs, who are you giving the MVP to? Rodgers would not be the guy if you include the playoffs. He only had one game, and you take Tennessee out. They don't have an MVP on their team. Everyone else has played two games. Based on that, who are you giving the MVP to? Right? Who played better than Josh Allen in their two playoff games? Nobody. Nobody. But you're not giving him the MVP, right? Who are you giving the MVP award to if you include the playoffs? Could it be Kupp? It could very well be. Absolutely. Could very well be. All right, if you want to get in on the program, very good call by Forrest. Raise your hand, hit that hand icon, and I'll put you right up on stage. But, you don't have to like Aaron Rodgers. You can disagree with his stance on, being vaccinated and everything else. That's fine. But on the field, The guy had an MVP year. That's not debatable. We can't even debate that. You may not give him the MVP, but he had an MVP year. I mean, it just, that's not debatable. Best record in the NFL with great stats. And, you know, again, I don't know how you could possibly, you know, go against that. Now, this week, all right, assuming, and I shouldn't just automatically assume, but I'm going to, assuming that Kansas City were to win the game against Cincinnati, do you feel that the matchup against the 49ers or the Rams would make for a better Super Bowl? Understand that the game is in LA, which in this particular case doesn't mean squat to me. But assuming that the Chiefs were to beat Cincinnati, who do you think would be, or what team do you think would make for the most entertaining game in LA 2 weeks from Sunday? Would you say the rematch of three Super Bowls ago in San Francisco, the game that was in Miami, in which the Niners looked like they were in complete control, and then the Niners thought they had a turnover touchdown and they celebrated in the end zone and they got carried away. And from that point forward in the fourth quarter, it was all Kansas City. The Niners vaunted defense, could not stop Mahomes. Garoppolo missed a couple of wide open throws to Kittle. And the rest is history. The rest is history. Would that make for a better Super Bowl than the Rams, assuming that Kansas City wins? And if Cincinnati wins, wow. Could you imagine Cincinnati going into Kansas City and Joe Burrow playing in the Super Bowl in only a second year? That would be some story, would it not? That would be some story. All right, again, if you want to get on the program today, hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will put you right on. Tomorrow on my podcast, and anyone that has listened to me over the decades knows that I do not enjoy mixing sports and politics. I don't like it. But in this particular case, I can't avoid it. And tomorrow on my podcast, I'm talking about the Winter Olympics, which start next week in Beijing. And with the Uyghur genocide and everything else that has happened lately in China, all right? And it can't be avoided. Bob Costas was on CNN yesterday talking about the IOC should be ashamed of themselves for having the games in China. There are others that are now coming out and being outspoken against this. I am not in favor of boycotting the Olympics because I feel it is unjust and unfair to the athletes who have been training their entire lives. And in most cases, this is a one-shot deal to participate in the Olympics. And I've never felt that our athletes should be the ones that have to make the sacrifice by boycotting the games. I'm not a fan of boycotting the games. So this is an interesting topic because NBC, the rights holders, are partners with the Olympics and the IOC. That's basically what it boils down to. Are they going to ignore it? Are they going to avoid it? And if not, what's China going to do if they don't like the coverage? We saw what China did when they didn't like what the NBA was doing. They said, okay, good, we're not televising your games over here anymore. And they didn't. And I believe it was a $400 million loss to the NBA. And what's going to happen if athletes try to take things into their own hands with protest or whatever else they may or may not do? Then what's NBC going to do? So there's a lot of talk leading up to the Winter Games next week in regards to China. So tomorrow, I'm going to spend a good portion of my podcast talking about that and some other things as well. That's tomorrow on If You Don't Like That. All right. And then I'm going to have Bob Valvano on. I was supposed to have Bob on Friday, but he came down with COVID and got sick. So I couldn't have him on. We had to postpone that. I may have Bob on this Friday or next Tuesday, depending on how he's feeling. Bob is an amazing story. He's the brother of Jim Valvano. I met Bob at ESPN Radio back in the 90s, been very close with Bob, and really looking forward to speaking with him on my podcast. He also had to endure a battle with cancer last year. He is currently in remission. Thank goodness for that. Bob is the color analyst for Louisville basketball, also does college basketball on ESPN. So really a phenomenal man. Love Bob, and hope to have him on either this Friday or next Tuesday. All right. So just looking ahead to that. Hey, before we wrap it up, if you want to come on the program, all you got to do is raise your hand, hit the hand icon, and we will put you right on here on this episode on Listen App. Coming at you again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Obviously a lot of NFL football. If you are a fan of the Kings, they opened up the road trip with a loss in Milwaukee. They've had a couple days off. They play in Boston tomorrow. It is game two of the 5-game trip. They are now in 12th place in the West as they are heading towards the basement of the Western Conference. They are 4 games back in a loss column of the 10th place Blazers, and they are now 2 games back in a loss column of the 11th place Pelicans. So it's like sayonara, you know, goodbye. That's pretty much what it boils down to. And I don't really see, you know, any deal that the Kings may or may not make helping them out for this year. I don't see it at all. I know a lot of people are talking about Ben Simmons. I wouldn't take Ben Simmons if he were for free. I've completely changed my opinion on this. You could give him to me for nothing, and I wouldn't take him. I really wouldn't. I think that is way too big of a risk. And when I say risk, I know the Kings really don't have anything to lose because they've been bad for an entire generation, but I wouldn't take Ben Simmons. I wouldn't. And I know you have to do something, but I wouldn't do that. Brian, you're on with Grant. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Grant. Been enjoying listening to the show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. As a Niner fan, as we spoke, that blocked field goal at the end of the first half was like we got a touchdown, that feeling. We were still in the game.
Yep.
And you could just sense it changed the whole momentum. In a game like that, you don't want to go down 10-0 with snow and the elements and everything. And, of course, our offense didn't even score a touchdown. So, what a play that was.
You're completely right. A two-possession game probably ends the game. You know, if you're down by 2 scores, then you're probably done. So you're absolutely right. It did change the entire momentum. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, it was a weird feeling that as a Niner fan, usually, you know, it may sound weird. I don't know if you ever experienced this when you watch your Giants and stuff. When we won that game, I was, like, calmly shocked that we won that game. It was just – I felt like there were so many times that the game should have been over, and we just kept making the plays, and all of a sudden, you know, there we are, and goal just puts it through, and it's over. And it was just like, wow, I cannot believe we won that game.
And it's called hanging around and hanging around and hanging around when maybe you shouldn't be in the game, but you just keep it alive, and before you know it, you're in a position to win. And how about that kick by Robbie Gould? Right down the middle, you know, in that condition, from that distance, in that cold, I mean, there was no doubt about it. As soon as it left his foot, you knew that was good. That was a big-time kick by Robbie Gould, big time.
Yeah, no kidding. That is kind of overlooked. I mean, that was no gimme at that distance, yep. Those conditions. And
you know what else is overlooked? I'll tell you what else is overlooked that no one ever talks about. The center with the cold football, with his cold hands and the holder, with that hard football that's cold, you know, it's not just the kicker, the center and the holder are just as important as the kicker, and yet we don't ever talk about that.
100%. And now even on the replay, seeing the holder, I mean, everyone's personal preference. No gloves, if my memory is right.
Right.
It's just like, it's just unreal. And yep. Then, you know, switching gears, I mean, hard to believe two defensive coordinators, more or less, their decision and what scheme to run, more or less lose the game.
Yep.
With Tampa as well as what Buffalo did.
Yep.
Those topics that we're talking about are different topics. You know, it's easy to bring up. But regardless if it's a squib kick, you kick it out, what kind of defense are you running? The Bills have a – why do you deviate so much to where they
terrible.
Can get 2 plays? It's just unbelievable to me.
It is unbelievable. They played not to lose instead of playing to win on defense. And I don't understand that. I really don't.
Yeah, you know, and personally, I like seeing new blood. I was hoping Buffalo was going to win that game.
Yep.
And, you know, Mahomes is great. We all know that. And to your point, obviously as a Niner fan, I would love to see a rematch. obviously, if I'm betting, I want to see the Bengals, but a rematch either way would be a fun game, assuming we can get past the Rams, which is not going to be an easy task, in my opinion, not one bit at all.
Brian, always good hearing from you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. I'm with him on Leslie Frazier. I don't understand that defense at all. That makes zero sense to me. Really does. And I think the Bills would have beat Cincinnati. I think they would have crushed them up there in Buffalo with that atmosphere. But it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And maybe I'm selling Cincinnati short because they've been very impressive, you know, with the Raiders and then the Titans. But let me tell you something. Ryan Tannehill, please. He was terrible. Three interceptions. One, I don't really think his fault, tip ball. I can't really blame him on that. That was a great play by the defense. But, I mean, you can't turn the ball over like that in the playoffs. That was absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal. Nothing. No other way you can say it. Absolutely brutal. All right, so tomorrow we'll do it again at 3 o'clock right here on Listen App. Get ready with your phone calls. We will talk as long as you want me to go. Check out my podcast tomorrow. Again, I don't really enjoy talking about the subject matter, but my podcast is a little bit different, and I feel that it was topical, and I feel it needs to be explored with the Olympics starting next week in Beijing. I'm just curious, are you watching the Olympics? Are you into the Olympics? It kind of almost seems like, you know, I'm not going to watch it that much. I really won't. I'll tell you, my favorite event is the downhill, both the men and the women. That's my favorite event in the Winter Olympics. Love that event. And I'll watch that. I love the skiing. I like the skating too. You know, there are certain events that I do like. There are a lot of events that I don't like. But, you know, I love the downhill. You know, definitely think the figure skating is a great event. But other than that, I don't know how much of the Olympics I'll be watching from Beijing. But, you know, maybe if you want to get in on that tomorrow, you can tell me whether you are interested in the Olympics, whether you will watch or not. But I'll tell you, if it becomes political, I'm turning it off. I'll tell you that right now. You know, if the athletes try to get political, I'm turning it off. And I know I'm talking about the Olympics and politics, which I normally don't do. But once I turn the Olympics on, if I watch it, I better not be turning it on for anything else other than the competition. I hate that. So I'll tell you right now, if that's the way it goes, I will turn the Olympics off and I will not turn it back on. Won't do it. Will not do it. And I think there's a lot of issues that we need to be talking about, you know, as it relates to China. And I'm not ignoring that, but I'm talking about for this competition, when the athletes are performing, I'm turning on the TV to watch the athletic competition. I'm not turning on the TV to get a political narrative thrown in my face or anything else. So that's just me. If you feel different, I respect how you feel, but I'm not doing it. I'm not going to watch it if that's the direction these Olympic Games go in. All right. Make it a great rest of the day. Thank you so much for listening here on Listen App. Back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Stay safe, everybody. Grant Napier saying so.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.